words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. The Lord is a great God. Sermon by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. In this morning's Gospel, some people bring Jesus a paralyzed man on a stretcher, trusting he will heal him. Instead of pronouncing him healed, Jesus says, "Cheer up, your sins are forgiven." The scribes, yet another group of self-appointed critics, mutter, "He is committing blasphemy," which back then was a capital offense. It still is in Muslim countries. Since only God could forgive sins, a human being who said he could forgive was blaspheming. Jesus doesn't tell them, "I am God, so don't worry about it." Instead, he asks them, "Do you think it is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'?" They don't answer the question, so he says, "Now I will show you that I have the power to forgive sins." He tells the paralyzed man, "Get up and go home." And he gets up and goes home. Jesus' point is that he shows his power to forgive is the power to heal. That must mean there is a connection between sins and illness. Some people think that what connects sin to illness is that illness is the way God punishes our sins. When we do something wrong, God pays us back with ailments, which range all the way from a runny nose to cancer. That view is wrong. When Jesus meets a blind boy in Jerusalem, the disciples ask, "Why was he born blind? Was it his sin or his parents' sin?" Jesus says, "Neither one." The connection is much more subtle. God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to take care of creation. As long as Adam and Eve maintained their good relationship to God, they maintained their good relationship to creation. When they disobeyed God, they mined not only their relationship to him, but also their relationship to creation. Before the fall, there was no illness and no death, and the creation provided a completely friendly environment. After the fall, everything changed. Human beings became alienated from God. And they became alienated from the material world, too. One symptom of the general alienation is the willful disobedience we call sin. Another symptom of the general alienation is disease, sickness. Another is death itself. Jesus came to earth to return us to the relationship Adam and Eve had with God in the Garden of Eden, and also to return us to the relationship they had with creation. That should help explain what he means when he says that his healing power shows his power to forgive sins. They are two parts of the same overall process, the process of reconciling us to God and also reconciling us to the created material order in which we live. Our prayers for healing in church expect this connection. Archbishop Calhoun was very big on laying on of hands and spiritual healing. We always have a confession of sin and an absolution before we get to the laying on of hands. Healing proves Jesus' power over sin and its consequences. The importance of the created order is also what lies behind the animal blessings we shall hold this afternoon. If we had the blessing of the animals, St. Francis of Assisi led us to do. The importance of the created order is also what lies behind the animal blessings we shall hold this afternoon. One way in which St. Francis of Assisi had an impact on the church was to call Christians back to a sense of our connectedness to the material world through the blessing of our pets. Christianity always has to be on guard against the tendency to excessive otherworldliness and spirituality and general wispiness and insubstantiality. This is remarkable because there is very little hint of any such tendency in the Bible. At the beginning of biblical religion, we meet God who makes things and says the things are good. At the center of biblical religion, we have a God who takes on human flesh. At the end of biblical religion, we get married to God and have an endless party to celebrate. While we wait for the end, God gives himself to us in ordinary material things, wine and bread and water and olive oil and hands. St. Francis wrote the marvelous poem in hymn 308 that we sometimes sing. He celebrates the God who shows himself to us in the incredible world he has created for us to live in. It reminds us of what King David celebrates in the Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The lions roaring after they prey do seek their meat from God. David's lions reminded us that St. Francis liked animals, and animals liked him. That is why we pay special attention to animals around his day. One reason I love God is that God makes cats. I will also admit that I love God, too, because God makes dogs to make dog people love him. So today helps us know that the Lord is a great God. He is a God who comes to earth to forgive our sins and heal our infirmities. And he is a God who makes us glad through our animal friends. So to steal a verse from hymn 308, let us with gladsome mind praise the Lord, for he is kind. For his mercies I endure, ever faithful, ever sure. It's hymn 308 by John Milton in 1623. It's based on Psalm 136. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.